Welcome to Greener Journals. This is the audio version of an article published in Greener Journal of Medical Sciences, Volume 14, and Issue 1. It was published on March 31, 2024. It is copyrighted, all rights reserved. The title of the article is Treatment Supporter Experiences of HIV Patients Attending a Tertiary Health Facility in Rivers State. The authors are 1. Ezinne C. Iwonzie, from the Department of Preventive and Social Medicine, University of Port Harcourt, Port Harcourt. 2. Omosivi Maduka, from the Department of Preventive and Social Medicine, University of Port Harcourt, Port Harcourt. Abstract of the article. This abstract is categorized into the following segments: background, methodology, results, and conclusion. Background. Human immunodeficiency virus/acquired immunodeficiency syndrome HIV/AIDS remains a significant public health problem across continents. Social support systems have been advocated in resource-constrained settings to improve treatment adherence and patient care. This study explored treatment supporter experiences among HIV patients in the University of Port Harcourt Teaching Hospital, UPTH, Port Harcourt. Methods. This study was an exploratory qualitative study using a narrative approach with focus group discussions, FGDs, involving adult clients living with HIV attending the antiretroviral clinic at UPTH. For FGDs, 12 participants in each FGD were recruited by purposive sampling and analyzed thematically. Results. FGDs revealed that those with treatment supporters, TS, perceived that having a treatment supporter was beneficial. However, those who had no TS expressed their uncertainties about having a TS as stigma and discrimination. The study participants with TS also reported that they received financial, emotional, and physical support, while those without TS did not think TS was necessary. Conclusion. This study highlights the importance of TS given the chronicity and psychosocial dimension of HIV. This strategy enhances their coping mechanisms and treatment adherence. There is therefore the need for intensive public health education, advocacy, and community sensitization by all stakeholders. This is the end of this audio. You can continue listening to the rest of the audio on the abstract page of the article by selecting the text and waiting for the website to read it out for you. As you do so, please ensure your internet is good and audio is enabled on your browser. You can also download and read the full text to learn more. You are welcome to submit your work for publication in this journal and to use our ongoing fee waiver to publish promptly. Visit www.gjournals.org for more information. Thank you for listening.